Blog Talk Radio.
Good
good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh. He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Log Talk Radio.
Well, it's called Elvis and Me, an afternoon with Priscilla Presley. Join Priscilla for this very intimate conversation with yours truly. You'll be enlightened with interesting and honest stories. Hear those stories you've always imagined from the icon herself, her fascinating life with Elvis, and much, much more. Join us for Elvis and Me, an afternoon with Priscilla Presley on Sunday, August 21st at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Tickets are on sale now. I've heard that the VIP tickets are already sold out, but you still can get some tickets at ParamountAurora.com. That's ParamountAurora.com. And joining me now is the one and only icon herself, Miss Priscilla Presley. I'm so thrilled and happy to have you on the show.
Hi, Dolly. Thank you so much for having me. This is fun.
Oh, yes, this is going to be fun. Well, first and foremost, I'm so thrilled that I'm going to be able to sit down with you face-to-face, one-on-one, with, of course, a live audience at the beautiful Paramount Theater. And so I'm really looking forward to that. We'll have an hour and a half conversation. But today, I thank you so much for coming on the show and giving my listeners a glimpse of your life. And we're just so thrilled that you can give us this brief conversation, maybe a little tease, if you will, about what's to come next Sunday, right? Well, you know, it's just a joy. How are you, first of all? How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm actually panicked a little bit because I'm trying to get everything ready for the trip because I'm actually going to Milwaukee as well, and I'm making a stop before that. So you know how it is before you go on a trip, making sure that everything's all in place. And it's exciting, I have to say. So I've gotten some wonderful response, and I think the audience will really enjoy it. This is the time of my life I feel a lot more comfortable with myself in front of an audience. I've been appearing in plays in England, and I've had so many questions about my life, my life with Elvis, Elvis's life throughout the years, and I've always been very, very private, very, very protective, but the questions have always been just very, very interesting questions and heartwarming as far as just the respect that Elvis has had all these years and the curiosity of our life. So I think I'm ready to be able to, I'm ready to be able to welcome them and have an intimate conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you very much for being my interviewer, and I'm excited about that.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to some royalty.
Oh,
you know, what really compelled you to do this? Because you did write a bestseller back in 1985, Elvis and Me, your biography. You revealed a lot in there. Do you feel like there's a lot more stories to tell? And maybe now that you're a little older, you know, maybe the approach or maybe the insight and what you can give back people is a little different. Is what really compelled you to come and now open up your heart and reveal some very personal information?
Well, I'm, yes, getting older, understanding life a bit, understanding my life actually back in the past and in the day, sorting out, I was so young. and thrown into the world of rock and roll. And, you know, I was always listening and being the observer and watching. And, gosh, I witnessed so much, heard so much behind the scenes. And yes, there's so much more to talk about. I mean, the book that I wrote, Elvis and Me, was really a book countering a book that was out that was a very famous, critically acclaimed writer, Albert Goldman, had written a book, Elvis. He'd also written John Lennon's book, or not his book. He did a he did a biography on him, and also Lenny Bruce at the time. I don't think your audience would know exactly who he was. He was a comedian, very popular. And he wrote a book on Elvis, which was horrific. And, again, never knew Elvis, just took a talk to people and just got some information and brought, as far as I'm concerned, it would have brought Elvis to his knees. So I thought, I have to write a book. I wasn't really quite ready at that time, but I figured I have to do this to show that he was not that man, and he was a wonderful, wonderful human being. And I did write a lot, but, yes, there's so much more more understanding now, more things that I have put in place that I didn't quite understand when I was younger, things that I've learned, things that I'd like to share, how I've grown, how people have helped me. Actually, I was quite shy, and I think I have a lot to share with people.
Oh, and we are so thrilled that you're going to be sharing that all with us on stage at the Paramount next Sunday, at the Paramount, August 21st. Okay, there's so much to cover with your life. What an amazing life you've had, a full life, ups and downs like all of us. I guess maybe we could just start with first words, maybe your first conversation with Elvis. What was it like when you guys first met, and was it love at first sight?
Oh, gosh. No, it wasn't love at first sight. I never thought I would see him again. I never thought that it would grow into a relationship. I never thought that I'd be invited back. That's one of the things I'd love to clear with my audience. One of the questions that always seems to come up is how could my parents allow me at such a young age of 14, and really only a couple of months into 14 years old, visit Elvis Presley, which of course was a huge controversy back in the day, and you know, it was a lot more innocent than it is today, that's for sure. That's when you had a handshake and it was honored. You didn't sign contracts and people kept their word. And my dad was in the military, and of course Elvis was in the military. And when they met, they had a lot in common and talked a lot. And my father and my mother really trusted him and made them feel very comfortable. Elvis was a family man. His father was in Germany. His grandmother was there. He brought people that worked with him, and he grew up with him over there. So it was a very family setting. And I go back to your question, did I think it was love at first sight? No, because there was so much going on that evening. And when I did visit with him, let me just say this, it certainly turned into love. And that's something as a 14-year-old I never experienced.
Right. How were you two together? How were you two together?
Well, this will be all part of our. This will all be part of our conversation.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And this will go in because it does. And they are little teasers. First of all, it'll be very surprising, and I think that knowing you get to know Elvis Presley a lot better and me a lot better because it was a very unusual relationship in so many ways. And I do want to share that and explain that as it comes up a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're looking forward to more intimate details between the two of you. Okay, I guess I know you got to catch a flight, so we don't have too much time, but you tell me, you are, when I was growing up looking at you, you're just stunning. You're an icon, beautiful, and every girl in America was jealous of you because you had Elvis, but you also were gorgeous and so sweet. And so people fell in love with you. Oh, we loved your comedy, by the way. We'll get into that. I want to find out if you're going to do some more comedy. We missed you in those Naked Gun movies.
I miss them too, trust me. And we were actually in talks on doing the fourth one, but obviously it was the year, of course, OJ, just actually a couple of months before we were going to start, filming.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, well. Well, hopefully something else will come out soon. Tell us, I guess here's another little sneak peek into it. We're going to have a full conversation with Priscilla Presley next Sunday at the Paramount Theater on the 21st. But do you ever go visit Graceland when it's closed or even when it's open?
Absolutely.
I had the honor of going there a few years ago myself. Yes?
Oh,
really?
Have you been?
I have, and I just loved it. I didn't expect it to be as small, should I say
right.
that? That sounds funny. I guess it's all relational. But I
well,
guess
back
I
in the day, it was
that
back in the day, that was an absolute, I mean, it was a magnificent
palace.
Mansion. And you know, that was one of the larger homes then. Of course, now they're mega, mega mansions, and they're overbuilding, and they're huge. But one thing about Graceland is it's warm and it's inviting, and Elvis loved it very, very much. So, yes, I do, to answer your question. I go back frequently, and, yes, when there are no tours, my family, my daughter, myself, we have dinner there, and it's still a home to us.
Is it really? Wow, that's really interesting. When you look back at those memories at Graceland and little Lisa Marie, are those happy memories for you?
Yes.
And is there
they
one memory that
memories.
Stands out? Did you?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course. I mean, that was, you know, my life for many, many years. And even when Elvis and I had divorced, I, you know, would always go and visit. And it was like really I never left.
Yeah.
always so welcomed, and I knew all the people. Of course, I loved his grandmother, Minnie, and Elvis always welcomed me. There was nothing there that would separate us in any way. Really, we were very close.
Well, we always heard about Elvis how much he loved peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Was there a food that you maybe one that you made for him that was his favorite too?
I used to cook. Yes, I used to cook omelets, Spanish omelets. He loved Spanish omelets. I'm not a cook, but there were times I attempted. I did fail a couple of times, too. We'll talk about that also, which was very funny, by the way. I was actually a failure, but I did keep attempting. He was actually a simple eater. He wasn't into fine, you know, gourmet sauces and entrees in that way, but he was pretty easy to cook for. But the peanut butter and jelly, that's a story in itself I will tell when we get on stage.
Okay, I can't wait for that one. All right. And later in life, after the divorce and, you know, you moved on, what kind of relationship did you have with Elvis? I know you can get, we'll get in more into that next Sunday at the Paramount, but can you give us a little...
Yes, we had a loving relationship. My daughter gave me the biggest compliment when a very, very renowned TV host asked her on national television, actually, how did it feel with your parents separating and divorced? And she said, I never knew my parents were divorced. We still kept our relationship very, very close. I mean, he came over here to visit me and her, and the wee hours of the morning, sometimes she would be sleeping, and he and I would just sit and talk, and he would spend hours talking. He would always at 2, 3 o'clock, and then would, you know, leave around 7 o'clock in the morning. So to answer that question, it was really actually even better than our relationship when we were married, because just the effort was off and we were just two people who cared about each other.
Wow, that's really sweet to hear. That's good. That's so nice to hear. It really is.
Yeah.
Okay, one final question, because I know you got to catch a plane, and we have so much to talk about, so much to cover. There's no way we can do it in this interview,
right.
But I wanted to give my listeners that have been listening. And we, by the way, we're huge Elvis fans on this show. We've got a guy that regularly comes on and pretends he's Elvis. It's hilarious. And so there's a huge fan base here. You know, did he ever, obviously, he must have sung to you. Did you have a special song together?
You know, the wedding song, when he carried me over the threshold into our honeymoon house, yes, he did sing. But Elvis... Well, this is another great story, but I don't want to give it away. But the fact that, you know, he was actually quite shy. He never sang any of his songs around us. He didn't, you know, a lot of times he didn't want to hear himself singing. He He would only really listen to it on the radio if it just came out, just to make sure that it was mixed correctly, how he left the studio, that it was exactly how he left it and no one tampered with it, and that was it. But he never sat around and would listen to himself sing. And he wouldn't watch his movies either. I think that was something that you just didn't put on around Graceland. You didn't put a movie on. We had a theater downstairs, and he'd start walking down, and he'd tell the guys to take it off. He didn't want to watch it, and we'd watch other movies. He was a movie buff, but singing, yes, around Graceland and in the class, yes, he would sing, but not his songs.
Okay, all right. Well, I know, finally, I'll just end it with this, because you do a lot of charity work, and you're an ambassador of the Dream Foundation for the past 18 years, and that's helping to fulfill the dreams of adults battling terminal illnesses. What are you working on now, and are there any other charities besides the Dream Foundation that you want to, do a shout-out for? And that we can
help
my
support? Gosh, yeah, Dream Foundation, and my heart and soul is there. I am very dedicated to it. I mean, I obviously attend all the galas. I actually donate. I actually meet the people themselves who have a terminal illness. I help bring people in. Let's say if they have a request that they want to meet someone, let's say like Neil Diamond, or let's say Miley Cyrus, I do my best to locate or contact these people and have a meeting so they can have their dream fulfilled, their last wish, which is
quite
amazing. And
yeah.
And you feel very rewarded by being able to do this.
Well, I feel really rewarded that you actually came on the show. What a great honor to have you on the show. This has been such a rare opportunity for us, and next Sunday at the Paramount, to gain some insight into your world. Only few have entered, and hear more of the stories of you and Elvis, the king and queen of rock and roll, the first king and queen of rock and roll.
Well, it's fun.
So
it's
really
funny because
I'm thrilled. Thank you.
And I really would love to encourage people to come and please ask questions that they've always been curious about.
We're going to take audience questions.
I'm sorry?
Questions.
Yeah, I want to encourage that, because it even inspires me, because sometimes you get these questions. You'll get pretty much the standard, what's your favorite song, what happened when let's say, Elvis first went on stage, which is a very interesting story as well. But it's always nice to get new, refreshing questions, too. So, listeners, put on your thinking cap, and please feel free to ask.
Absolutely. Well, and actually, get out there and get on that website, ParamountAurora.com, and get your ticket for this very rare opportunity. It's called Elvis and Me, An Afternoon with Priscilla Presley. Join her for this very intimate conversation with yours truly that will be enlightening, interesting, and honest. Hear the stories you've always imagined from the icon herself, her fascinating life with Elvis, and much, much more. Join us for Elvis and Me, An Afternoon with Priscilla Presley, Sunday, August 21st at the beautiful Paramount Theater in Aurora. Priscilla, such an honor, and thank you for coming on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thank you, Dolly. I truly appreciate this time with you. Thank you.
Nice talking to you. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on. Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you can...
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.